Hi, I'm Lynn Werfel, welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we meet Lotem Bider. Lotem is a third-year viola fellow with New World. She studied performance at Indiana University, but her initial music training was at Tel Aviv Music Academy. And even earlier than that, Lotem's musical parents made sure she had an early exposure to great music in her hometown of Rehovot, Israel.
My parents used to take me and my brother to concerts when we were babies. They would sit in the exit. When we would start crying, they would just leave. One day we came back from a concert of the chamber orchestra in my hometown, Rehovot. And the concertmeister was a friend of my dad's. And my mom just asked me if I want to play the violin. And of course, I said yes.
Lotem studied the violin for several years until another instrument caught her ear. And then her practical side eventually made a decision about which one it was to be.
When I was 12 years old, I was offered a scholarship to start playing the viola. For 7 years, I actually played both violin and viola. My freshman year in Tel Aviv, preparing two programs, both in violin and viola, was way too much. But I really think the viola suits me much better. You know, the deep sound of the viola, it makes life so much more beautiful.
Lotem's been working on one special viola piece for quite some time, and then after arriving in Miami, New World gave her the opportunity to play it at last with a full orchestra.
Last year, I was playing the Walton Viola Concerto. I've been playing this piece for a long time, going back and forth, playing it for different teachers, and each time I play it, I find more interesting things in it, and I think it's so beautiful. Playing it with the orchestra last year was just incredible because I never got to play it with an orchestra before.
One of the things Lotem is most grateful for at New World is the opportunity to study and learn with the world's best.
Last year I had a lesson with Roberto Diaz. I played Hindemith, the viola sonata, the last movement, the Passacaglia. And that was one of the best lessons I got here in New World. I think also the experience of getting lessons on internet too is so incredible. We could ask for teachers out of the U.S. or wherever in the U.S., whenever we want. I had a lesson with a teacher in Rotterdam, in the Netherlands, and also with a teacher in Boston. New World is kind of a bubble. Everything here is pretty much perfect. We really get tools that are not being provided anywhere else. We meet orchestra musicians from all kind of different orchestras.
In addition to her lesson opportunities at New World Symphony, Lotem looks forward to one of the opening week concerts in the new hall, mostly because the program includes a very nostalgic piece for her.
I was actually thinking about the Mussorgsky we are going to play this year, the picture at exhibition. I actually played it in 1998 in Moscow. There was the first Youth Olympic. They actually invited 13 orchestras from all over the world, 1,000 people on stage in the Red Square, playing with Valery Gergiev. The bells of the church in the Kremlin was playing along with us. It was overwhelming. So I'm really looking forward to this concert, and playing it with MTT is just going to be so inspiring.
That was Lotem Bider, third-year violist with New World Symphony. I'm Lynn Werfel. Join us again next week at this time for Backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.